Right. Tell me about Giovanni Boni then.
Well, Giovanni Boni was a Baroque composer in Italy. Very little is actually known about his life. There are no written records of his existence. The probable real name of him was Giuseppe Boni. The only fact we do know is that he died in 1750. He was a relatively prolific composer of oboe sonatas. He did also compose a series of cello sonatas. The only point we can compare him to are similar composers from the Baroque era in Italy, such as Vivaldi and Albinoni.
Okay. What are the challenges of playing Baroque oboe musically?
Well, obviously, my oboe is a modern oboe, whereas the traditional Baroque oboe did not have any actual keys, it just had finger holes. So I can't replicate the sound entirely, although I can use similar methods like trills, which were very popular in the Baroque era, and other ornamentation.
What do you mean a bit about the holes and you can't recreate the sound entirely?
Well, basically, the Baroque oboe didn't have keys. It just had these finger holes, so it had a slightly different sound.
Yeah. And what's the difference in sound?
It's a slightly less rich sound with the finger holes, and you couldn't get the notes so precise either. Also, the range was smaller.
Okay. So, talk me through your performance. How did you feel you performed there?
I thought I was relatively accurate in terms of the notes, except for a bit at the end of the first page. I messed up. It doesn't actually have bar numbers, but there's a mezzo forte near the end here.
Yeah.
And I did. I messed up a couple of notes around there, and it threw me slightly, but I think I recovered it fairly quickly.
What are the musical challenges of this piece?
The main challenges are that there's a lot of demi-semiquaver runs because it is largo, but it's still relatively quick, so it's all in quavers and semiquavers.
Yeah.
So the main challenges are just getting the semiquaver runs, and there's also some relatively large intervals that you have to play.
And what's the challenge of playing those large intervals then?
Well, on the oboe, some of the intervals are over the break between C and D, so you have to move every finger on your hand to a different note at the same time.
Okay. Well, no, I thought that was a perfect choice of piece. I think that sort of style of thing suits you. Within your 7-8 minute recital, you need to make sure you've got perhaps something that's contrasting.
Yeah.
So you need to time the recording of this, because it's probably about 4 minutes.
Yeah.
3 or 4 minutes.
Sorry, another one about this length.
Yeah, and perhaps it's contrasting. You decide which one you want to do. You start with this and then do the other one. We also need to look at an ensemble for you as well. So you need to think about what we could do. Perhaps work with Mrs. Taylor and see if we can get something. Would we be?
I mean, I was thinking I could find a different Baroque, but just slightly off topic, but for my other recital piece, I was thinking I might find another Baroque piece that's slightly different.
Yeah, I mean, talk to you, you stand as well for your lessons, don't you?
Yeah.
So talk to her about it. And you need something that's a contrast,
yeah.
A recital in musically contrast.
I mean, I have got an Albinoni piece that I can play. Yeah, it's quite different from this one.
Well,
so I could do that.
Well. Make sure it flows as well.
Yeah.
Make sure you really sing.